Chapter 38. Marty Hurst stared at the house. There was no way of knowing how many men were inside, but they were almost certain to be armed. There were three vehicles parked in the driveway beyond the wrought iron gates, two white Ford Explorers and a Volkswagen Jetta. There was a fourth vehicle parked outside the gate, a blue Vauxhall Corsa that Hurst had followed from Thames House. The call from Javier had come just in time. The man was driving to the house in Hampstead, where Flores was being held, and on no account was Hurst to lose him. The fact that they knew that Hampstead was the destination made the pursuit easier, and the two outlanders took it in turns to be the lead car. They had seen the Corsa pull up outside the large detached house and watched as the driver went inside. Then both vehicles had driven a few hundred yards away and parked in a darkened mews.
"We're going to have to move quickly," Hurst said. "It could be their planning to move Flores. Christoph, you'll be going in. I'll stay with the car. Let's go talk to the other guys."
He and Christoph climbed out while Josh got out of the back. They walked over to the other outlander. The driver, Aaron Miller, was already out.
"What's happening?"
"We need to go in now," said Hurst. "You drive the vehicle, I'll drive the other."
The four men in Miller's vehicle, including Billy Winchester, got out. All of them were big Americans, wearing bomber jackets and jeans. They listened intently as Hurst continued.
"We get up here and drive back to the house. The guys go in, and Aaron and I wait outside, engines running. Christoph and Josh can go in through the rear. The rest of you through the front. Shock and awe. Shoot anything that moves. Make sure Flores is dead and move out. Shouldn't take more than a minute. Two at the most."
He looked at them all one by one, checking that they were paying attention.
"Any questions so far?"
He was faced with a wall of shaking heads.
"Right. You need to go in the front and back simultaneously, obviously," he said. "Regard anyone inside as hostile, though Flores is the prime target. And we need photographs of Flores so that Javier knows that he's dead. Do not forget that. A video would be better. Javier has promised a $50,000 bonus for the man that kills Flores."
The men nodded enthusiastically.
"On the way in, I want trackers putting on all their vehicles, just in case."
He reached into his pocket and took out four metal discs. They were magnetic and had adhesive pads, so could be affixed to almost anything.
"Just in case we fail," said one of the men.
It was Hank Schmidt. He was one of the youngest members of the team, but he still had 5 years with the Navy SEALs on his CV.
"I'm just covering all the bases," said Hurst. He handed the trackers to Schmidt.
"As you're so interested, you might as well take care of them."
"No problem," said Schmidt.
There were Kevlar helmets, vests, and ski masks in the rear of Miller's Outlander, and the men took them out and put them on. Christoph and Josh jogged back to the other Outlander to get their carbines, while the rest of the men grabbed their weapons and climbed back into the SUV. Miller nodded at Hurst and got into the driving seat of his vehicle. Hurst walked back to his Outlander, where Christoph and Josh were checking their guns.
"Okay?"
he asked. All three men nodded.
"Okay. In you go,"
said Hurst. They all climbed back into the SUV. Hurst reversed out of the mews and started driving back towards the house. He drove slowly, waiting until he saw Miller follow him out of the mews. Then he accelerated.
"Rock and roll," said Christoph.
"Hell yeah,"
said Hurst. He drove to the house and pulled up a short distance away. Miller found a parking space on the other side of the road.
"Go to it, guys," said Hurst.
Christoph and Josh climbed out and quietly closed the doors. The three men in the second Outlander jogged over, and together they headed to the gates. Hurst took a deep breath. 1 minute, two at the most, and it would all be over. And he would be reunited with his wife and daughter.